I think you've got really two factors at play here, the supply side and the demand side. The supply side first, you know, of course, we had a massive exit of capacity from the marketplace with the onset of COVID. And while we've seen some return of passenger demand in domestic air travel and short haul air travel, it really hasn't returned to anywhere close to the same degree on the long haul wide body international flights, which is what, of course, makes up a large percentage of that transcontinental belly capacity that's so important for the freight markets. When we speak to our airlines analysts, when we talk to the companies, the shippers that we do our channel checks with, it seems like consensus is forming around a late 2023 or even 2024 normalization of global air capacity. So that's informing our view on supply there. On the demand side, you pointed to one of the issues with port congestion, with broader supply chain congestion, and with really just the broader disruption that's going on in global supply chains right now. When we think about shippers that are trying to or struggling to normalize their inventory levels, when they're dealing with all of these episodic disruptions, they're really going to use high service, high speed modes to try to make up some of the difference. And of course, that's where air freight comes in. And in some cases, with high value goods, with critical process components, if slower modes and cheaper modes like ocean freight are backed up, they may have no alternative but to rely on air freight. So I think that's more of the cyclical demand piece. And then finally, as you pointed to on the structural side, we've got some secular trends that are going on right now, particularly with e-commerce, that are changing the way that goods are being moved and consumed. We're seeing smaller inventory batch quantities get, you know, pulsed into distribution centers and fulfillment centers in order to meet this exploding e-commerce demand. And I think that's also fueling a lot of the demand side growth in air cargo that we're seeing as well.